going to affect the stock market. It's going to affect everything because they sell products, insurance products everywhere. They sell products, Home Depot, all the warranties, Home Depot, Costco, Sam's Club, and all these products. As an Allstate agent, you get access. They take that information when you buy a warranty product and they refer it to Representative Allstate to sell other insurance products. And if they can't sell those insurance products, they can sell that person's information, refer it out elsewhere, and get paid gift cards to outside entities that have nothing to do with Allstate and keep no records of who they're sending it to, keep no records of the gift cards, keep no records of anything. But gift
So,
cards are traceable.
Allstate's one of the biggest insurance companies in the country, if not world. And so you're taking on a giant, and they now are going back after you after it was closed. I mean, you have some powerful enemies. This isn't just a anybody. This is somebody that's gonna go after you. So why are they, how were they allowed to reopen it?
Finally, the wait is over. Anti-aging scientists at Live Longer Labs, who were first to bring the world's C60 for human consumption, have now released their much-anticipated new matrix solution for aging skin. New matrix was originally formulated 6 years ago to help California burn victims. Quickly, they realized this life-changing product not only reduces burn scars, it also significantly reverses the signs of aging, like wrinkles and sagging skin. New Matrix, when applied, will immediately stimulate collagen production with a uniquely designed niacin flush. This means you will actually feel it working. The skin will experience moderate heat and a flush-like mild sunburn that will subside in 10 to 15 minutes. This process signals your body to significantly increase collagen production, which results in literally turning back time, producing tighter, more vibrant, and youthful skin. Research data shows daily use is as effective as multiple $300 days at the spa, but you can get these continual results every day without the huge price tag. Go to sarahwestall.com under shop or use the link below to buy yours today and start your journey to a younger looking you.
Welcome to Business Game Changers. I'm Sarah Westall. I have John Cruise come to the program. He's new to the program, but he's not new to controversy. Oh my gosh, this guy is in the thick of it with a large insurance company. He's going to talk about Allstate and what's going on and how our identity is knowingly being sold to companies all over the place in a non-secured fashion. And he was in a lawsuit on that, and the government agencies are involved, and then they reopened this. He's going to explain the whole thing. And before this, they pretty much messed with the wrong person because I don't think he would have gotten involved. They actually sued him, and he wouldn't have even gotten involved if they would, but if they wouldn't have done this. But he was involved with HSBC. I had Brad Birkenfeld on many times. He's the whistleblower that helped take down HSBC, but he was one of the people that really brought a lot of the meat forward with HSBC as well. And his information is incredible. That's the one where Loretta Lynch and Hillary Clinton and all these human trafficking and cabal members and money laundering was all involved. And that is a huge story with the bank. And he was right in the middle of that. And then he started selling insurance, and they messed with the wrong guy because they messed with the wrong guy. And so he's going to tell you his entire story and how that affects each one of us individually. So hang on to your hats with this one, and hopefully you can soak this up and understand what's going on. You know, we hear bad stuff everywhere, and it gets to a point where it's like, God, I don't want to hear bad stuff anymore. But on a positive note, these things are being cleaned up as more people are aware of things. Things are being cleaned up. What we got to eliminate are the agitators. All these extreme agitators are messing it up so that those of us who are rational can have conversations and fix things are being distracted by these extreme agitators. And we need to stay focused on fixing these problems. Don't get distracted. I mean, we have to deal with these agitators. I mean, we got to deal with transgender surgeries for 6-year-olds. I mean, we got to deal with that stuff. But this is the extreme. We need to deal with, and there's extreme problems. This is an extreme problem too that we're going to be talking about, but it takes rational people. And I think it would come from all sides, not the extremes on both sides of the aisle, but pretty much the majority, 80% of the country would agree on most of these issues and solve these problems if we weren't so distracted by the division and the chaos. And we got to get past that, because this is on purpose, this chaos that I'm seeing. And I just had some shows on it before where I talked about it with Rudy Giuliani, if you saw that one, and I talked about with Harley Schlanger. It's a common theme. And I'm doing a series with Brigham Young University on fifth generation warfare. We're living that right now. Mind control, fifth generation warfare. We're going to talk about some of the sixth generation warfare, which is the control of your body and your mind. We're getting into some of that with high tech stuff. So you'll hear some of that as well. And this series is going to air at the beginning of June. And I'm also going to speak at the Red Pill Expo this year, which is just, I'm really excited about that. So look out for that. And before I get into all this stuff, I want to talk to you about the Freedom Buying Club. I have been sharing this for a while. I'm really excited about this opportunity for people. I had Corey Lynn from Corey Diggs is the one that got me involved. She benefits whenever anybody sells. She's not a wealthy person. She's just trying to fund her journalism. And this really helps her. And it helps me. It really helps her. And I love this stuff. For example, you can get a concentrated cleaning bottle, which will create 25, I mean, it's between 20 and 35 bottles, depending on what one you get. I have a whole slew of stuff from laundry detergent. I think laundry detergent, you save about 400%. It costs four times more to use Tide on a regular basis than their product, and their product is clean. On other products, you can comparing with like 409, you get like 25 different bottles worth, it depending on what ones you were talking about. And then they also have meat, which is clean. It's no antibiotics nor hormones, and pasture raised with their mother. The processing plant is 100 yards away, so the stress is not there. And it's aged for 21 days, which is almost unheard of. This stuff is amazing. And the price of anything that's even remotely comparable is a lot less. So I just highly recommend you go check this out, see if it can work with inflation being this high. I just had the MIT index showing that in the major cities, over 100 cities, in the last 2 years, from 2022 to 2024, the cost of living has gone up 69% in these major cities. Every one of us feels it. And all of us are feeling this. So this might be an opportunity to save some money if you're smart in how you go about doing it. So give it a chance. Go to freedombuyingclub.com. Okay, let's get into my conversation with John Cruz. Hi, John. Welcome to the program.
Hi, how are you?
Well, I'm good. I'm probably doing a little better than you right now, because you're dealing with a lawsuit that should have been closed that got reopened. Can you talk about what in the world is going on with you and this large insurance company? Tell us who the insurance company is, what they do, and give us an overview, and then we'll dive in more.
First of all, the insurance company is Allstate Insurance. Second, the case was closed with prejudice. It was closed with no gag order. It was closed. It was done. They filed a motion to reopen it because the documents are on PACER. The documents that are PACER are being released everywhere. The Federal Trade Commissioner is reviewing it. The Attorney General office has three complaints in. The
Against you?
consumer, no, against Allstate.
Oh,
Consumer
okay.
Financial Protection Bureau is involved. There are multiple agencies involved against Allstate. Because right online in PACER, Allstate never took the documents down that they feel are classified, which is there. They say is there. Private documents, their private information, which I totally 100% disagree. They stated in front of to the judge on Tuesday that they never sell, they never share, they never refer anything to anyone. They told me that they told the judge that I was a blatant liar. And right online, I think it's document number 991 in PACER. And here's Ivan, who gets customers' information referred, shared, transferred, and he gives Allstate representatives gift cards for this. Now, transferred Allstate's customers' personal information, names, social, date of birth, driver's license for them, their children, all the members in their household, and given them gift cards for this information. That is a transfer only done through electronic. He gave me about 50,000 PDF files, all this information, and he has nothing to do with Allstate. He's just a basic Joe Schmo outside who takes that information and does whatever he wants to do with it, including selling it to other insurance companies. You just say that's your trade secret. You gave him up. You transferred it. You received a payment. You lost your trade secret.
Okay, wait a minute. So what
Done.
happened? Okay, so let's zoom way out and say, what in the world? Okay, how did you even get involved with Allstate? And how did this whole thing come about?
Well, I used to be an Allstate representative,
Okay.
and I had trouble with the prior insurance agent I bought three books of business from, who was a broker at the time when I bought from him. Allstate approved me buying from him. Well, immediately following the purchase of my book of business, he was stealing clients back and putting them with other companies and do whatever he wanted. He had access to the whole book of business, clients, full information files. And he wasn't supposed to do that. I asked Allstate for help. They refused to help. But then my managers, Jody Lynch, Mary Ellen Morgan, and everybody said, well, why don't you sell to other people, give you the information of your clients to other people and get gift cards for it? Says, there's no way I'm doing that. It's so illegal. Well, it's all under the books. It's we don't pay taxes on it. We don't report to the government agency, and everything's done through electronic communications. So I'm looking at myself saying, I just got out of this with HSBC Bank. Gift cards, money laundering, wire fraud, mail fraud. This is the same exact thing. You are referring customers' information out to other individuals and getting paid for it. This is illegal. You're not paying taxes on it. This is a criminal organization, no better than any other criminal organization.
All
So
the were the, all the agents doing that? It pretty much.
all every representative that I spoke to are all doing it.
And they're
And
selling
I
customers' data. It basically all the customers' data. What data gets sold to third parties in this process?
name, social, date of birth, driver's license, VIN numbers, children's names, social, date of birth, driver's license, all their personal information.
Without the customers knowing about it, and who are these third parties that it's going to?
Third parties are individuals and organizations, and they use it to either sell insurance products, they use it to sell and make money, do whatever they want. And they're doing it through unsecured service. They're doing it under the table, trying to keep it off radar. They're doing it with Allstate's consent because they're using Allstate's email. And email, like I had a guy, Ivan, who sent me those 50,000 files. I said, are these put through secured service and everything? No. Did you report to state government agency? No, you have records. You keep records under the Records Act. Does Allstate keep records? Nobody does. Everything is
So,
just sold, gone, get a gift card, we're done.
our social security numbers, names, all this stuff is just out there. And if you're a customer of Allstate, I'm assuming other insurance companies do this too, if it's so common in Allstate. But it basically all of your private information is just out there with these third parties that they can do almost anything once they have that your social security number, right? They can that
They can
steal
do
your
whatever they want.
house. They can go ahead.
In Colorado, police pull over people. Could you imagine another woman gets pulled over? She's your age. And her photo is on her license. It's an authenticated driver's license. But it has your name, your address, your driver's license number, your driver's everything about you, but just her picture. But it's an authenticated driver's license. This is so easy to get. Now, you have no privacy whatsoever. So
And
you get
okay,
pulled
so
that
go ahead.
you that person gets three or four tickets, you're going to end up in jail because you have to prove it's you. When you talk identity theft and banks, your identity gets stolen. People can get mortgages on your house. People can buy cars. People can do whatever they want with your identity. You go to the bank and say, hey, that loan is not mine. You have to prove it. But they have your identity the other person gave. So you're going to have a really hard time improving it. It's the same scenario with tax returns. I can file your taxes in your name, have that check sent out to a
That's
bogus
right.
bank account.
And
You
that
can, it's
happens
going
to
to take you 2 or 3 years.
people. Like they want to get their
Happens
refund
every
and
day
they don't
now.
get their refund because somebody else got it. So how did you go from dealing with this with an agent and saying, hey, this is illegal, to suddenly finding yourself in this lawsuit with all these government agencies and, I mean, in the middle of this?
Well, in the middle of this, my representatives of Allstate said Allstate approved you to buy a book of business, which was from a broker. And I was doing Allstate business. So my wife had an agency. And if I was losing customers, whatever, I just say, hey, you deal with them. I had them say, you call up the other company, call my wife's company, and maybe she can help you. If you're not feeling you're being treated right, you feel like something's wrong, she'll help you. I didn't accept gift cards, I didn't accept anything. But as an Allstate representative, I'm selling that information to other individuals outside of Allstate, and they state Allstate allows them to. I mean, I have an organization that's in 40 states, and their people do this across 40 states, buying, being referred, Allstate's customer name, social date of birth, driver. And it's not just their customers. It's also if someone calls for a lead, when they call in for a quote, they give their name, address, date of birth. Well, the insurance agencies, they get their social, they get their data, their driver's license, they get their VIN numbers. I mean, insurance companies get their information directly from DMV. They get it from the credit agencies like TransUnion and stuff. And then they can turn around and sell it. You don't get a product. No, your rate's too high. Well, fine. I have your information. Let me call up Steve. Let me call up Larry. Let me call up Ivan. Hey, I got some information I can't use. You want to buy it? You want to give me a gift card for it? There you go.
Okay, so
Now
now
they don't keep me.
how did you end up getting into this lawsuit though? Did you, I mean, how did it, because it ended up being a major lawsuit and you're still in it right now. It reopened, so we got to talk about that. But how did all these government agencies get involved and what happened?
These government agencies are involved because I reported it to the government agencies. Once you get reported to one government agency, it gets transferred to the government agency and it goes on a law enforcement website. The Federal Trade Commission, they report it on these here websites so all government agencies throughout the world can see it. It's just like PACER. It reports the case. They can look, now they know the case is there. Now they can look at the documents there. They can see the depositions are on PACER. And they can say, wait a minute, this guy Ivan admitted to getting 50,000 identities. Ivan Garrity admits that he doesn't report to any government agency. Steve does the same thing. Steve says, here, thank you for your referral. Go on these websites here and get your gift cards, Amazon, American Express, Visa, MasterCard, Target, whatever you want. And then they have all these representatives saying, hey, yeah, thanks for the gift card. Oh, here's 9 more files. Don't forget to send me American Express gift cards. It's all there. And it was never taken off by Allstate. They allowed it.
Okay, so then how did you reported it, and then how did the lawsuit get initiated?
You'll notice they got initiated in the beginning when Allstate took my book of business from me, which was clients. I sent an email to my client, said I was going to go work with my wife. Have a great day. I'm sorry, I'm no longer with Allstate. Well, those clients started calling my wife's office and they wanted nothing to do with Allstate because the other agent who got my book of business was treating them so badly. They wanted nothing to do with her. Hey, it's your choice if you want to stay with Allstate or if you want to come with me or you want to go with anybody. It's your choice. Do what you want. I didn't care. I was out of Allstate. So they sued me for their trade secrets. Now, your trade secrets and your confidential information is your name, your social, your date of birth, your driver's license, so and so. And I fought them because once you put that information out, you no longer have any trade secrets. You gave them up. When you put those online, they sell them, they get paid a gift card, you transfer that information to another entity, you no longer have trade secrets. You
Oh,
can't have
so
trade secrets. They're,
because they
if
did
you,
that, they no longer had those trade secrets, and that's what you were fighting
yes,
over. Interesting.
I was
Okay.
fighting trade, and then I was also fighting over non-compete clause. Their contract, you can't compete against Allstate. If you have a non-compete clause, and every representative, including the executives of Allstate, allow their agents, their representatives, to sell, to transfer customer information to anybody, including to independent agents, there is no competition clause. It's void because you're allowing them to transfer that information to others, to sell to any other company out there.
In 2023, according to MIT Living Wage Calculator, folks in major cities needed around $68,499 just to make ends meet comfortably. But guess what happened next? In just 1 year, that number shot up a whopping 40% to $96,500. Can you believe how much inflation has affected us? That's the kind of inflation that keeps us up at night. Now, I don't know about you, but I sure can't afford to keep pace with that kind of skyrocketing cost of living. It's downright scary. But you know what's even scarier? Not doing anything about it. That's why I've been talking to folks over at Miles Franklin. They're all about helping regular people like you and me protect our hard-earned savings. With gold and silver, you can lock in the value of your money and shield yourself from the ups and downs of the economy. So if you are like me and want to keep your nest egg safe and sound, reach out to Miles Franklin at info@milesfranklin.com. Just mention my name, Sarah sent me, and they'll take care of you like family, because it's just how we do things here in Middle America. Don't wait until it's too late. Protect your future today.
So that's what happened. And the lawsuit started.
Okay.
So we went.
Huh? Go ahead.
So we were fighting for 3 years here now. And finally, on March 5th, we had to meet with in federal court with the judge. I was on, prior to that, a couple of days prior to that, I was on with KDVR, Fox 31, and Good Day Colorado Channel 2. And in court, the judge knew about this. I told him, the judge told his assistant, put that on, get that on. And we went through a whole talking and everything, a whole learning going on, what's happening. And the new, to say, protect your personal identity, PIP, personal identity protection, is there to protect your identity. Because anybody who got an Allstate product, we gave the information, Allstate needs protection. They need personal identity protection, and which is a company started, and I'm a spokesman. So they asked me in the court, step outside. I stepped outside, and still outside, had conversations still with the court. Court had a conversations with Allstate, and I'm sure everything is even recorded as well when you're offline, because there's cameras inside the court, outside the court, and everything. Because I was on my phone too, talking to people about everything going on, saying case was supposed to be dismissed with prejudice, no gag order. So, and it was. Allstate agreed, their charges, they, we were done. Case dismissed, they dropped their charges for their trade secrets, and they dropped the charges for the non-compete clause, because they don't have any. So they're trying to get the case overturned and have the judge rule in their favor, and they blatantly lied. Tuesday, they blatantly lied since that ever happened, because now everybody's coming after them. I mean, I got a call yesterday from Legal 360. They're monitoring this case. They were reading to me everything that's online, the depositions. I'm like, how are you getting all this stuff to me? It's right here on Pacer. We have access. And I told them, well, they're coming after because things are on Pacer. So they said, sorry, those are public records. The court put them out. And if Allstate didn't restrict them, as they did restrict some documents, but a lot of stuff they did not restrict.
So people are upset because they're losing their houses. They're having issues with taxes. And so people are starting to go after them.
Yes. Well, they are federal trade commissioners coming after them. That is 100%. The attorney general has all the points in there. The consumer financial protection agency referred everything also over to the federal trade commissioner. So once you get into the federal trade commissioners, and then it goes online to all law enforcement agencies, they're being watched very heavily. And this is going to affect them. It's going to affect their stock market. It's going to affect everything, because they sell products, insurance products everywhere. They sell products, Home Depot, all the warranties, Home Depot, Costco, Sam's Club, and all these products. As an Allstate agent, you get access. They take that information when you buy a warranty product, and they refer it to Representative Allstate to sell other insurance products. And if they can't sell those insurance products, they can sell that person's information, refer it out elsewhere, and get paid gift cards to outside entities that have nothing to do with Allstate, and keep no records of who they're sending it to, keep no records of the gift cards, keep no records of anything. But gift cards are traceable.
Allstate's one of the biggest insurance companies in the country, if not world. And so you're taking on a giant. And they now are going back after you after it was closed. I mean, you have some powerful enemies. This isn't just a anybody. This is somebody that's gonna go after you. So why are they, how were they allowed to reopen it?
It's not, it's open and partial. They asked for the case to be opened. The case is open. The motion to open is granted in part and denied in part. Now, I have to write up a motion to not allow them to open it because I have to explain to them, and I'm going to print every document on PACER. I'm going to send every document on PACER that everything that is out in public is from PACER. As KDVR put it, they went on PACER. They reviewed the documents and everything that was stated in the interviews, everything that's online is from PACER, which is a public platform for public awareness that anybody can read that joins PACER. And law enforcement across the country and lawyers for all the cases that Allstate out here will use this information because now if Allstate goes after other individuals, they will refer to my case and see Allstate refers, shares, transfers customers' personal information and receives gift card for it, as stated on PACER.
So who is on your side and who's not on your side? And it's really hard to know, but what are you seeing? How is this shaping up from a big picture standpoint? Is who's trying to fight this with them and who's trying to say, hey, consumers are being, this is not a good thing for our country. What are you seeing shape up from a big picture standpoint?
From a big picture standpoint, big corporations have power. They have money. They can lobby, they can pay, and they don't care. But the problem is the public. If the public sees you being deceitful, the public will be on my side 100%. Anybody reading these documents that are on PACER, including Legal 360, we just read them yesterday, are like, oh my God, they're making sure this is put out on 360 everywhere. Law
Wow.
enforcement, the Federal Trade Commissioner had them online. They just put them out everywhere. So, who's fighting them? I'm fighting them. I don't care. I will not stop until I feel justice is done.
Now, how prevalent is this? If Allstate's doing it, are the other insurance companies doing it? What insurance companies are also in this situation?
As far as other insurance companies, no insurance company has admitted to doing any of this.
Of course not.
I'm sure in documents I have, there are agents out there doing this in other insurance companies. But my problem is Allstate admits to doing this. Allstate follows three rules. One, you need to use Allstate's electronic communication. When it comes to electronic communication, you ought to have red flags in place that no social security numbers get transferred out, no date of birth, no personal pages ought to go on that website, on any emails whatsoever to anyone. They don't do it. Second, you are not to report this to any government agency. Why? Because it is a criminal organization. When you're using the internet, it is cyber crimes. When you're receiving money and not reporting it on tax returns, it's tax evasion. When you file a tax returns and you did not report this, it's tax fraud. There's wire fraud. It's mail fraud. The penalties are huge. And it's going on and on for years. And I'm like, why am I in the middle of this? Because I know all about it. I mean, I've been through this the ringer with HSBC Bank. And HSBC Bank lost $700 billion. They had to shut down every branch throughout America. They're not here anymore. And the way this is going, it will keep going. Allstate will not be around.
Wow. Okay. This is a big story. So they kind of mess with the wrong person because you were involved with the HSBC scandal that happened, which I want you to tell me about. When you get messed with somebody who is actually a good person and doesn't want to get involved in these things, most people would see it and say, okay, I don't want to get involved, but I don't want to take it on. You didn't have a choice because they sued you first, which was their
Yes.
mistake. You probably would have just moved on and did your thing. So what happened with HSBC? Hillary Clinton was involved in
HSBC Bank.
it. Go ahead.
HSBC Bank was an organization of money laundering for terrorists, for drugs. It was so bad. You would have money being laundered everywhere. You would have gift cards used for buying and selling drugs. You would have shipments which had nothing in them for hundreds of millions or billions of dollars. I mean, I had accounts all over Manhattan where $1 billion a month would go through accounts at organizations that I had to go visit. They never existed. I went to one place of business, and it was a huge mound of dirt bulldozed up. I went to 21 offices at 61 Broadway, $1 billion each. Not one existed in the building. I mean, it was just a money transfer. And they used to. What I found was they were using customers' identities with escrow accounts of attorneys. They would create sub accounts off these escrow accounts and launder money through them, but the accounts were labeled that they were non-interest bearing. They were non-online accounts. So there was no trace of them. And they would open these accounts up on May 1st and run money through them for the whole month. And then on June 1st or May 31st, they would close those accounts, backdate the closing date to April 30th. So all the transactions went through, but the accounts never existed. But the money was transferred and done.
Well, how were you working with Brad Birkenfeld at the time too? Because I had him on my show multiple times. He's the whistleblower that came out with that when ended up going to prison. It's the same bank, right? And did you work with him at all
Did
on
not work
that?
with him, no.
But you know of him.
I know of him, yes.
How did your situation match up to his, and what did you do?
Well, I don't know exactly how he matched up, but I went to legal, law enforcement. I had attorneys. My first attorney I went to, Mark Byrne, committed malpractice against me. He didn't even file the case. He had an intern working on it, and he made it. So he committed malpractice, and I lost the case at HSBC Bank. But then I went to arbitration against Mark Byrne, and I won against him. Didn't get much. I mean, being a
What was your
whistleblower is really
case?
not easy.
What was
My
your
case was
case? Go ahead.
wrongful termination for being a whistleblower. They terminated
Okay.
me for being a whistleblower. As
And
far
what
as
did
money,
you, how did you, how were you a whistleblower? Like what, where did you share this information with the U.S.
I
government?
shared this information with the SEC, Homeland Security, the IRS, and we're moving forward in those angles to go after them. I figured Homeland Security, Frank DiGregorio, would do something about it, and I don't know what he did.
Well, how
He
much were
just.
they involved? I mean, we know that they were involved a bit. I mean, Brad Birkenfeld's story is quite amazing. If people haven't heard about his story, his is amazing. But yours is you brought the meat forward, and I mean, you had so much of that, it sounds like. So, okay,
I
so
had
you
so
brought this
much that I
forward.
had Loretta Lynch postponed from being Attorney General.
Wow. Okay,
She even
so.
admitted she had evidence of me. Her people did. But everything was covered up.
Yeah, because they were involved with this. Hillary Clinton was big time involved. She was getting paid huge fees to speak for the bank and to do,
Yes,
and
exactly. All the money coming through the Clinton Foundation, everything through HSBC Bank, it was all there.
absolutely.
But
And they and
you're only
what
a
then
simple
they did,
person.
didn't they disclose a whole bunch, like 14,000 people in the process, but then they hid the real meat of it. Like they only went after like low level stuff to make it look like they actually took all these people down, but the real big players were shielded.
Yes, little people always go under. They put them as the fall guys, and then big guys just prosper. It's all
That's,
about
yeah.
the money.
Well, they do that because then it looks like they're actually taking care of problems. I see this in the human trafficking situation as well. They take down the human traffickers that are just. It's almost like they get those people out of their way so that they can flourish in their own business. And that's why human trafficking is skyrocketing. They make it look like they're going after it big time. They take out all the little players, and essentially they're taking out their competition. And it
Well,
makes
what?
the public look like they're addressing it, but they're not. And it sounds like the same exact ploys.
When you have an organization and doing what the organization are doing, they take out the little guys that they feel are vulnerable to them
That's
and they
right.
learn from it. Okay, so they learn from it and then they get better people at it so they don't get caught as much and they keep building and building with better and better people, which which is what I think all states doing and trying to do to me, because they're going to learn a lot from this and try to keep it under the cover if it happens again, or maybe they'll fix it. I don't know. But what I do know is there is no trust, public, and the public has to be aware of it.
Well, they do,
When it comes
because
to,
that's what you lose your house. Do people take your tax refunds? I mean, it's just there's a
oh,
lot of
yes.
issues.
People losing can lose everything in this world today. I mean, this world is terrible today. It's so bad. What we've seen going on everywhere, we only see pieces of it.
Yeah, and I cover a lot of the bad, but there are solutions. As people are waking up and becoming aware, collectively, we're seeing solutions of people trying to fight back and make a difference. You have to become aware of all this crap, and then once good people are aware, then they can fix it. So it seems so bad, and it is, but this awareness is allowing us to fix some of these things, or a lot
The
of these
awareness that
things.
I'm putting out is about your identity being referred, shared, and transferred to anyone for gift cards. I mean, and then you have to prove it wasn't you. This is awareness where this should be on Fox Business News. It should be on with
That's
Hannity.
right.
It
That's
should be
absolutely right.
dealing with it should be dealing with the Federal Elections Committee. This can lead to voter fraud. This can lead to fraud with anything and everything, your identity, because if other individuals are using your identity and could use your identity because it is. And if nobody's using your identity, but it's available to be used, that's still a crime.
That's
It has
right.
to be stopped. Nobody can be available to anyone.
So, what do you do to? I mean, right now you're in the thick of it, but you have been offering solutions for people to protect their identity. Is that what you do? I heard you say that a little bit. From
Yes,
everything that you've
I'm a
learned, go ahead.
spokesman. I'm a spokesman, PIP, personal identity protection. It's through SaveMePIP.com. You can go on and sign up. I've teamed up with Legal Shield, ID Shield, in creating an entity that protects your identity. You get notifications, everything. We want to take your identity and lock it up. Put your identity in a vault. That the only one who has access to that vault is you. If something happens, your identity gets stolen, and it wasn't you, you have insurances on your identity. You got $1 million, $2 million insurance. Just protect you. Protect your family.
That's right. So basically, you can get insurance to protect your family. I've had
Yes.
in my role, I've had people threaten that they could take everything I have. And these are high level people I think are intelligence that have done that to me. And
Yes.
it's pretty interesting, kind of the stuff I get to see and kind of the attacks I hear. And so that can happen to everyday people. So where can people learn more about your case and support you or support this situation?
They can learn more about my case. They can go on PACER. Case number 20-0, I forgot, 03139. All right. They
Okay.
can go on SaveMePIP.com, learn more. They can go on and just go online and Google John Cruz, Allstate Insurance Company. Allstate is going to try to run me through the mill to pay money, money, money until they can run me out. It's not going to work.
But why would they
I
at
will
this
be
point?
here.
Why wouldn't they? Why is it because you're not, you're, you, they didn't do a gag order on you, so you're sharing too much of
There is
this
no, they
stuff.
tried a gag order and the court said no. This is a simple dismissal, no gag order, no nothing, with prejudice. We are done.
Okay,
Both parties have agreed.
so because you're sharing with too many people and they feel it's hurting their business, they want to shut you down. That's what they're trying to do.
Mean, could you imagine shutting down the warranty company because no company out there wants anything to do with it? When some other company is selling their product, they have insurance on their products. Their insurance company could say, hey, Home Depot, you can't sell that product anymore. Hey, Sam's Club, Costco, you can't sell that product anymore. They sell life insurances and to other companies everywhere, Chubb and all. Those companies should not be working with them.
Okay, so this is why they're going after you. They think that you're hurting their reputation, and so they want to silence you.
I am not
And
hurting their reputation. They hurt their reputation. They do it.
you are disclosing truth, and the way for them to solve this is to fix the issues. It's not just Allstate. I would imagine it's the whole entire industry. And if they want the trust of the consumer, they need to clean this up and not put it on the whistleblower. But instead of cleaning it up, they're going after the whistleblower, which is always what happens. And
this is what we need to say. Wait a minute, just clean up your crap and knock it off, and don't go after the
Yes.
whistleblower.
So all they have to do is clean up their crack, show that it's cleaned up, be done with the whistleblower, and move forward. Protect the American people.
That's right.
Protect the public's identity. That's it. That's all they have to do. But
That's
no,
right.
they continue to come after me to say, we're not doing anything wrong, but let's hide it under the table even more.
That's right.
So.
Okay, so where do they follow you and follow this, or at least follow what you're doing to protect people?
They can follow it through PACER, case 20-03139. They can follow it through SaveMePIP.com. They can get personal identity protection through the company. You can sign up. I think it's $149 a year or $249 a year. Protect yourself, protect your family. Stop the nonsense. People are coming after us. And if they're not going to come after us through a war, they're going to physically come after us through a war. Otherwise, they're going to physically come after you through cyber crimes. They can take everything.
Yeah, no, that's right. That's the cyber's a serious situation. Well, thank you so much for coming on the program. Thank you for fighting for the American people or for people everywhere. Really appreciate hearing your story.
Thank you so much for having me.